Hello, and welcome to the Sunday service of Calvary Chapel Foothill Ranch with Pastor Steve DiNicola.
So because I was nervous, I actually typed it all up for you, and that shows that I actually prepared for you, so be proud. All right, so when I started praying about what I was going to talk about, I thought, you know, am I going to talk about when my sister pretty much bullied me into becoming a Christian when I was like 3 years old? If you want to hear that story, it's a good one, but it's for later. Or the many times that I rededicated my life at Harvest Crusades, and I was like, no. And God really just impressed upon me that he wanted me to share a different testimony, kind of when he changed my life about 3 years ago. So as many of you know, we had a house fire 3 years ago, and it only got the second story, but it pretty much got everything. It took everything through the bedrooms and anything, not a fun story, but my parents were able to go stay with my sister, but if you think about it, there were five people staying in a small two-bedroom apartment, and my brother-in-law had a broken and shattered leg, ankle, and foot. My sister was newly pregnant and sick all the time. My niece had a double ear infection, and my dad was sick from smoke inhalation. Yeah, I don't know about you, it did not sound like a fun time for me to be. So I was trying to figure out where I could go. And for me, it consisted of couch hopping from friend to friend's house for a good, like 7-8 months. Living out of a suitcase, which is not fun at all. And I came kind of to realize who my true friends really were through it. And it even came up, friends would offer me a place to stay, but then the next morning would expect something in return when I literally had nothing to give. I had no job, no money, no clothes, no place to stay. So I had a girlfriend who I worked with for 1 month 5 years prior. And she saw the status on Facebook, called me up and said, you are coming to stay with me. And it was a complete answer to prayer, but a complete test at the exact same time, because it was what we commonly like to refer as the party house. It was my friend, her male roommate, and a air mattress in the living room floor. And they had parties every night, so there were at least 30 to 50 people in this two-bedroom apartment, drinking, doing drugs, dealing drugs, all this fun stuff, till about 6 in the morning when I would fall asleep on the air mattress with a good 15 people sleeping around me, praying to God, literally doing this, okay, nobody touch this air mattress, you do and die. it was a fun experience. But so I'd fall asleep around 6 a.m., wake up at 8, go with my dad to clean out the house, like right when he got off of work, come back, and then just kind of try and figure out what I could do for the rest of the day. And it was about 6 months in, and I had gone with my dad, cleaned it out, came home, and my friend had cleaned out her hall closet and allowed me to put some of my stuff in there so I wasn't living literally out of a suitcase. I at least had somewhere to hang some of my clothes. And I got home that day and walked into the closet, sat down, shut the door, and just broke down. I had no place of my own. And that sounds so weird, but it was one of those, I was just like, I have nowhere to go. I have no home. I have nothing right now. And I just started bawling, and I cried out to God. I apologize, it's still a little bit emotional for me, so I'm sorry. But I cried out to God, and I said, God, where did you go? I can't feel you. I don't see you in any of this. And very audibly, I heard him say, baby, when did you think I left you? And from that moment, I went, okay, God, you and me. It's you and me. We're going to get through this. I don't know how, but it's going to happen. And the next day, I was leaving for church, actually, and one of the guys looked at me as I walked out the door, and he said, hey, Jill. I said, yeah, what's up? He goes, can you pray for me? And I said, yeah, why? He goes, you know, I just feel like nobody ever prays good things for me. And it was in that that I saw the reason that God had me in that house. He had me in that house to shine his light on the people that most people don't even care to get to know. And so for me, it was a huge blessing in disguise. It was a huge blessing in disguise. And even after that, I ended up moving out, and they all, they lost their apartment. Everybody kind of moved away to their different places, but that's the one thing that stuck with me through the entire fire, was the fact that they all knew where my faith was and where I stood, and that they craved it when I was there. So there you go.
Thank you. A great story. Thank you. I got a title for it, Through the Fire. Wow. Well, that's a blessing to marry someone that has gone from an air mattress for 6 months and a half of a hall closet, because it seems like you can just provide everything for her, doesn't it? Good night. Oh, bless the Lord.
We hope God has spoken to you through this podcast. Tell your friends, and please visit us on the web at www.calvarychapelfoothillranch.com.